A dramatic win in Kansas City, capped off by the defense, but ignited by Peyton and the offense. The Gary Kubiak-led Broncos are now 2-0 to start the season and in familiar territory, sitting alone atop the AFC West division standings.
But we have more heart. We wanted it more. That's what it takes, man.
In the Zone with Coach Kubiak kicks off right now. Welcome into In the Zone with Broncos head coach Gary Kubiak. All right, Coach, look, through your playing days, through your coaching days, I know you've been a part of a lot of big wins, a lot of fun wins, a lot of fun locker rooms following those wins. Where did that one rank?
It's awesome right now because it was the last one, you know. But it was a great win. Been in Arrowhead many a times, been a part of some great games. Never won quite like that, and a lot of low-scoring games there and stuff. But we battled. We got ourselves in a really bad position as a team, but we just kept going. And before the night was over, found a way to make one more play than them, you know. And that's what it's all about in this league. But I'm proud of our guys. We worked through it.
Your quarterback bounced back in a pretty big way. 256 yards for Peyton Manning. 3 touchdowns. The game-tying 19-yard touchdown pass to Emmanuel Sanders. A lot of Peyton being Peyton. A lot of the Peyton Manning we're all used to seeing.
Yeah, we struggled early to protect, which we thought we would. I mean, it's a tough place to play, and they really get off on the ball and loud and that type of thing. But we kept going. The thing I was most pleased with, we protected him best at the end. You know, and gave him a chance to go make those plays. But he did a great job, and DT and Emmanuel made some great plays too. And before the day was over, we just found a way to make a few more plays.
You talk about playing big at the end, the two-minute drill. I know you guys spend countless hours working on the two-minute drill. Let's hear from Peyton Manning now about just how easy he said that two-minute drill was for him.
You know, DT made a couple of awesome catches. We hit some back shoulders. We hit kind of some jump balls. And, you know, he and I were kind of felt like we were playing at recess on a couple of those throws. We're just giving him a chance to go up and make the throw, to make the catch. And good job by the coaches putting those guys in that position.
You talk about establishing some of your weapons there in Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders. Good to kind of get DT going, especially after a bit of a sluggish start.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they did a lot of things. They trying to take him away, which you know you're going to get. Played us in a lot of man coverage, cheating a free safety his way so he can get some help. But, you know, he does such a great job if you can just get the ball in his area of coming down with it. He's so big and so strong. So, he made some big plays, especially on the last drive.
And Emmanuel on the other side has been a third down machine moving the chains for you guys. How crucial is he?
Yeah, he really has. And, you know, and he had a big play early in the game. He catches that ball, it's an even bigger day for him. But he's got the quickness, the speed. He plays a little bit everywhere for us. God, what a route he ran on the touchdown. I mean, just a tremendous route. There was recall there from training camp, so heck of a job.
Have you been able to put your finger yet on what this offense is, Coach? Is there still an identity?
It's not good enough right now. That's okay. That's
what and is that is and right is that okay though? I mean, you guys.
Well,
I mean,
it's never okay, but we got a long way to go, and we got to get a lot better. And we're trying to get better physically, running the football and doing some things to help our quarterback and help our football team out. And like I said, it's just, you know, there's no excuse right now. I'm just not good enough. We're working. We're going to continue to work. But I do believe. I believe totally in what we're doing and who we've got doing it. And we just got to stay the course.
After the game, it seemed like Peyton kind of took the high road when asked about a lot of the critics here of late. Let's hear from some of his teammates now, though, about that very subject, because as you might have guessed, they got their quarterbacks back.
We got all the confidence in the world in Peyton, and we got to play well around him. I think I said that last week. As long as guys play well around him, you know, he's going to do his thing. So I think everyone, you know, we played better as the game went along today, so we just got to continue to build on that.
Owen Daniels there. Brandon Marshall followed it up by saying there's not a guy in a locker room that doesn't think that Peyton Manning can lead this team to the Super Bowl. And that's what you want your team believing.
Oh, absolutely. And the key thing there was we talked about the team playing better around him. You know, it's about the team. And, you know, he's been carrying a lot of offensive football teams and a lot of people for many, many years. And, you know, it's time for us to get better around him and help him out. But he'll do his job. We just got to continue to grow around him.
Speaking of team ball, your defense will transition there right now. Again, 4 sacks, 5 takeaways, the game-winning touchdown, second straight game you've scored the touchdown with your defense. Can we ask anything more out of that unit right now?
That's what we're capable of. You know, I think we got a chance to be great, and we're off to a really great start these first 2 weeks. The thing I like about it, there's a lot of people pitching in from that standpoint. and they were making big plays, not just getting an interception or so, but, you know, having the returns, those type of things that, you know, make a difference.
DeMarcus Ware coming off the field had a couple nice things to say about the defense, but he also touched on the fact that it wasn't quite the start that team wanted to get off to.
Yeah, the most disappointing thing defensively was penalties. I think we had 5 personal foul penalties. I question a couple of them, but the fact that they're there, that can't happen. And if you look at 2 of their big touchdown drives, they were penalty-aided. So we talked about that in our meeting, and there's always something you need to correct, and that was obviously a big point of emphasis today.
Let's go ahead and hear from DeMarcus here as he trots off the field.
Oh, man. Hey, that was a team effort right there all the way. We didn't start off like we wanted to, but I tell you what, we finished the right way.
Not only physically, Coach, but mentally right now with this defense. The mindset seems to be really outstanding.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they're very hard on each other. Good groups are. That we play hard. I mean, the last play is a great example. There's, 30-something seconds left in the game or 40. A lot of teams right there would say, you're going to run the ball, we'll tackle, go to overtime. But we made a play because we're playing hard. And Stu comes in there, Brandon comes in there, and when you play hard in this league week in and week out, good things happen.
All right, thanks, Coach. We'll be back with you in just a little bit later in the show. But for now, let's go to studio where Raul Martinez is standing by with this week's Behind Enemy Lines.
Thanks, Nick. In this week's Behind Enemy Lines, we take a look at the Chiefs' emotional leader, Eric Berry. The 26-year-old was an all-pro safety until last year when he was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma. Berry was out the remainder of the season to undergo treatment for the disease, but made his return in week 1 and recorded 2 tackles. And in his home debut, since the diagnosis, he racked up 4 tackles against the Broncos. Still to come on In the Zone with Coach Kubiak, it's time for This is Broncos Country. Cammy Carmen introduces us to a unique Broncos fan with a unique job, all while living in enemy territory. Plus, it's our Stop the Game brought to you by the Colorado Quit Line. And is there any question what the stop of the game was? Brandon Marshall stripping Jamal Charles and Bradley Roby, scoring the game-winning touchdown. We'll sit down with Roby in our player profile right after the break.